Well, hi, it's such a privilege to be able to come around God's Word this morning. I really pray that the message that I give today really encourages you, really strengthens you. No matter who you are, you are really, really important. You're really, really important, really loved by God. And I'm not sure what you're doing right now. You might be sitting in front of a TV screen. You might be sitting in front of a computer screen. You might be sleeping in, perhaps, and underneath some covers with your phone, sort of just going, I'm connecting that way. God loves you. He really does love you. And here at Revive Christchurch, we just want to encourage you to be connected with Him. And if you do live in Christchurch, you're looking for a church community, we'd love to be a potential for that as well. There are many great churches in our city, but we're one of them, and we'd love you to be in touch and connected with us as well. The message I have today is actually a message that I preached when we went into lockdown here in New Zealand a year ago. And I was just having a look at it, and I thought, you know what? It actually was an encouraging message that's really applicable again for us. And so for whoever you are, there might be people who are listening in that your situation is different. You've got a lot more freedoms than what we have. But actually, we can go through lockdown seasons in our lives where things have changed significantly for us, and some of the things that we could do previously no longer we can do. And that can be through a whole range of reasons. Could be that you have family needs, could you have financial limitations, could have health limitations, relational limitations. It could be that God's just asking you to change and do something different. And so I just want to encourage you that today with this message, that you apply it to your situation that you're in. And I really do that. Can I just pray and ask the Holy Spirit just to use this time? Father, I thank you for your presence here. Thank you that you are with us. You're guiding us, you're healing us, you're committed to us. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. I pray your word would be alive to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. During these COVID times, these lockdown times, one of the greatest things, the need that we need to have is to still maintain our relationship, our personal receiving relationship, connecting relationship with God. Do you realize that in times of restriction, those can be the greatest times of expansion, particularly in receiving from God? When things seem to be changing and restricting and not going well, can I say, my experience is God comes in even greater measures if you are open to Him, and all you need to have is a receiving heart. You might not be receiving so much socially at the moment. You might be a social butterfly or somebody that just loves connecting with people all the time, and at the moment it's just not looking good, but you can receive from God. You might not be able to drive around or go on day trips or go on picnics or go on anything beyond a couple of kilometers around your house at the moment, but actually God can take you on an amazing journey at this time. That's way bigger, way more amazing than just jumping in a car can be. You might not be able to do too much at the moment, you think, But can I just say that the limitless, the all-powerful, the almighty, the all-loving, the abundant life-giving, grace-gifting, incomparable, brilliant, and simply awesome God is available to you now in lockdown. Now, that's the most amazing thought, isn't it? That during this time, you can have all, because of who God is and who He is for you at this time. The question is, have you got the kind of faith that gets you there, gets you into that place where you're connecting with Him in such an amazing way? We need to learn how to flourish in lockdown. Flourish in lockdown. And so, I'm just encouraged that we can do that at this time. Can I just give you a Bible verse that activates faith and tells us how to activate faith in our life? It's Hebrews 11 verse 6. It says that, and it's up on the screen there. It says, and without faith it is impossible. It's impossible to please God. You could change that, translate it to, it's impossible to be in a place of connection, real vital connection with God. Because anyone who comes to Him must, and there are three conditions to be in that place of pleasing God, connecting with Him, and that is that you must believe that He exists and that He rewards, and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. What a great scripture. This could be a scripture that is a foundation for your life. If you could just take this one verse and go, if I actually apply this to every part of my life, it could be the most amazing thing that I do, just as a foundation for my life. In lockdown times, in constriction times, this is just fuel for us, isn't it? And I just want to unpack this a little bit and just really get into the nuts and bolts of what this verse really is speaking to us today. So first of all, we need to look at this area that without faith is impossible to believe God because to please God, because we must believe that He exists. We must believe that He exists. You know, there are people in this world who don't believe that God exists. And I personally don't know how you can do that. I know I'm not being disrespectful, but for me, when I look at this world, I look at creation, when I look at, when I actually study it, it is one of the most, one of the most amazing things when you actually study our creation, even studying viruses at the moment, as much as they're a real pain, can I just say, and expensive pain and horrible pain, the most amazing things that I can't, and they're very simple in terms of biology, but they're actually the most amazing things. But this world is made of incredible, amazing things, and not only just this planet that we live on, this universe that we live in, the solar system, everything in it is just incredible. It's just mind-boggling, and it points to who God, that there is a God. Everything for me points to there's a fingerprint of God on almost everything, and I could go into a big apologetics thing right now, but what I'm just trying to say is we're living in a world that says God exists. He's just there. Ah, some people have questions, and that's okay as well. But actually, when you just look at creation, God exists, there's a whole pile of other things that point to God existing as well. But it's not just believing that he exists, but it's also believing that he wants to make a positive, amazing, transformational impact into our lives. And even in this lockdown time, it's believing that he wants to make a positive, transformational impact into our life. So this abiding foundational faith is that God is good. He's a good God, and he wants to do positive, transformational, saving, impacting, wonderful things in our lives. He exists in this world, but he also exists in my world. And he wants to have an encounter, a personal encounter with us. He's interested in me personally. He wants to share his life with me. In a sense, he wants to walk in the garden like Adam and Eve walked in the garden. And he wants to have relationship. Can you imagine what it was like before the fall, in the cool of the evening, every evening, going for a walk with God? And they're just having conversations, having relationship, talking about the day. You know, what did you do today, Adam? Well, named a few animals, you know. Tell me about them, Adam and Eve. And there was this relationship that was happening. I wonder if God exists in your world during lockdown. I wonder if you've invited him into your heart. I wonder if you've got him there, even if you have invited him before, that it, actually on a daily basis you're saying, God, come into my world, come into my lockdown world, come into my bedroom, come into my life and be a part of it. I really want to walk with you. Really want to have you as my Lord and my Savior and my King and my friend. There are so many things that God wants to do in your world. So many great things he wants to do in your world. And I can say in the midst of stress, if you're able to say, God, can you come be a part of my lockdown world, my stressful world, it's the best thing you can ever do. He understands. He's got answers for you. He's got wisdom for you. And he just says, believe that I exist in your world right now. Believe that I exist in your world right now. That's a great, great starting point, isn't it? Because when God comes into your world, God makes the change. Because as I've already said this morning, he is the limitless, all-powerful, almighty, all-loving, abundant, life-giving, grace-gifting, incomparable, brilliant, and simply awesome God. And he's available right now for us. That is so good, isn't it? Why don't you just, even right now, just spend a minute just saying, God, come into my world. Come into my world. Come into my world. Not only, though, is he the God that wants to come into your world, but sort of not too far from that is that we need to believe that he's the rewarder. Now, God's not just a Santa Claus God that just gives fluffy, sort of superficial things to us, but his rewards are amazing. His rewards are just incredible. And as you have this faith that lets God come into your world. Part of the reason why is you know that there are rewards for those who choose to live with Him. Amazing reward. And the first thing that comes to my mind, obviously, is eternal life. Life with Him in heaven. Jesus died for us so that we could have that eternal life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever in glory in heaven. It's the most amazing reward for us. If we would hand our lives to Jesus and call Him Lord and say, "You're my boss," and repent from all sin, repent from all the things that grieves God's heart, then we're able to say, God, there is a reward for us. But can I just quickly go through? There are other things that the Bible says God rewards His people for. Now, I'm not going to go into these very fast. I'm just going to read them out to you. Might give you a scripture verse, scripture sentence for them. But the Bible promises His people that they're going to be rewarded when they serve Him and live for Him and live in His presence. So first of all, there's a reward for those who continually and purposefully pray and fast. Are you a prayer? Are you a faster? I need to develop the fasting thing a little bit, but the praying thing is I've now got habits of prayer in my life, which is so cool, such a rewarding thing just in itself. But in Matthew 6, it says, "But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, and your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." And it's talking about fasting, but it's in the same bracket of scriptures that's talking about praying as well. And it's actually talking about giving in that, it's Matthew chapter 6. So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 6, it says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Wonder what He will do. Wonder what the rewards of praying is. I think it is actually answered prayer, isn't it? But there are other things that God will reward you for when you pray. Yeah, another thing that comes to us when we think about being rewarded for living this life with God is that when you have compassion for the vulnerable, there is a reward for you. Matthew chapter 25, 37 to 40 says, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these least of these of my brothers or my brethren, you did it to me." When you look after the vulnerable, when you look after the hurting, the naked, the poor, the people who are genuinely in need, then there's a great reward for you. When you bear insults and when you've been excluded for the name of Jesus because you're a Christian, and we're not used to that here in New Zealand, being persecuted. We get upset when there's a little bit of persecution happening. But for some people who might be listening at the moment, your life is on the line. You could lose your life if you just tell people you're a Christian. It's a dangerous world out there in other countries that we don't really recognize so much here in this sort of safe haven of Christianity, which is changing a little bit, but it's still really a safe haven in our world. But there is a reward for you when you put your hand up and say, "I belong to Jesus." Now, you've got to do that wisely. If you're in a country right now where doing that just means you're dead, you don't have to go out and do it unless you are told, asked who you are, and you're in that place where you might be denying Christ, I think that's the time you say, no, Jesus is my Lord. We are people who need to stick our hands up in our country of New Zealand and say, hey, we're Christians. We love God. He's a good God. He's a great God. When you have love for your enemies, love for you, the people that have hurt you, sometimes we go, oh, yeah, I can love my enemies. But when you actually say it that way, the people have really, really hurt you. And you actually turn that into, I actually have to love this person that has really annoyed me and really hurt me. Then there is a reward for you. There is a reward for you. I wonder if somebody has just come to your mind straight away. Somebody that perhaps you have to forgive. I wonder if there is something that's just happened to you and you're still processing it perhaps, but perhaps this is a real encouragement for you. I know it is for me at times, is to know that there is a reward for those people who forgive and who love their enemies or love those people who have hurt them. When you're a sacrificial, generous giver, there's a reward for you. James 1:17, look that up. There's a reward for those who give generously. When you're hospitable, when you look after people in your homes and you take people out for coffees and pay for the coffee and sit down and talk with them and you offer hospitality to them, then there's a reward for those people. Luke 14:12-14. It says this, but when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. You will be rewarded because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Isn't that amazing? When you look after people, when you entertain people, when you're hospitable, there is a great reward for you. The Bible promises that. Endurance through pressures of ministry. When you're going, if you're in ministry, and we all are if we're Christians, not just pastors, but everybody is in ministry. There are times when there's a great pressures on that. It's not necessarily outright persecution, but there's just work pressures, and there can be, you know, the enemy, the devil hates effective ministry, so he will put pressure on. And there's a great reward for those people who endure. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18 says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. There's a great reward. When you look after your employer, do quality work, great rewards for you. The Bible promises in Colossians 3:23-24. When you're faithful through temptation and trials, this great reward. And if you're faithful to the truth, God's truth, there's a reward for you. So I just want to encourage you today that he does reward those who have that faith. And the last thing, and I'm going to finish really quickly now, that this comes through seeking God, connecting with him, spending time with him. How do you seek God? Well, do the things that I just said before, the things that bring reward. Really quickly, I'll say those things again, really, really quickly. When you pray and fast, when you have compassion for the vulnerable, when you bear insults, when people are hurting you, when you love your enemies, when the people, when you return love for hate, when you're generous in your giving, when you're hospitable, when you endure through pressures, when you look after your employer and work, do quality work for them, faithfulness through trials and faithfulness for the truth. That whole thing is seeking God, isn't it? Seeking the Lord in the midst of all of those things. But not only that, it's being curious about God. It's being teachable. It's being like a little child. It's having that heart of, God, this is a wonderland. A wonderland of your kingdom is amazing, and I just want to be in your presence. And then the key to it is consistency and diligence in it. It's an everyday thing. Saying, God, today I want to learn more about you. I want to learn more about you. So, as a summary for what we've just been talking about is this. Really, we need to practice God's presence during lockdown. We need to know and discover his rewards in lockdown. And there is great hope for us. And we need to be curious and teachable and have that relationship with him. Do you know, last time we had lockdown here in New Zealand, I can remember coming out from it going, I didn't quite use lockdown or this time like I should have. Although it wasn't too bad, can I just say? Well, it wasn't really bad. But we've got another, in New Zealand anyway, we've got another little opportunity. It might only be for a week or two more. It might be longer if you're up in the North Island, up in Auckland area. We don't know how long it's going to be. It could be only a week, and then we're back into level two, which is pretty much normal for us here in New Zealand. But while we're in three and four, three is four with McDonald's, isn't it? But while we're in this time, it's a great time to refocus and to flourish and to connect with the Lord. There's a reminder. I just want to remind you again that he is the God. He is the God. I just need to find what I want to say. That's right. This is my big claim for the day. That the limitless, the all-powerful, the almighty, the all-loving, the abundant life-giving, the grace-gifting, incomparable, the brilliant, and the simply awesome God is available for you. Can I just say 24/7 during lockdown? And faith activates that. Faith activates that for us all. Just trying to find that scripture there in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists. He exists in your world. He is the rewarder. There is great reward for you, eternal rewards for you. And if you would earnestly seek him, it's the greatest reward is getting him. Let me pray. Father, I pray for everybody that's listening right now, no matter what their circumstances, no matter what their situation is, no matter what's going on in their world, that you would come and just touch their lives afresh today. Even right now, as they're listening to these words, you would come and just visit them and I pray the Holy Spirit, the Wairua Tapu, God's presence will come right now and just touch people's lives. I pray for just a tenacity to be seeking you and having time with you on a repeated basis every day. I pray that you would do amazing things, that even during restriction you'll do far above what we could ever ask or imagine. We know that you're here with us now. We pray for anybody right now that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, that they would make that connection with you and make that decision to come to you. Father, I pray for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you as you apply this word.